the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Could putting all your investment eggs in one basket end up being a much better basket? CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger is with us. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
So, let's talk about diversification, shall we?
What? I mean, who doesn't want to, right?
I'm just worried about all these eggs. They're very fragile.
Indeed they are. So, you know, listen, I think it's interesting. We had a terrible year last year, and usually when you have a bad year in, say, the stock market, you have a little bit of a respite. You say, oh, well, at least my bonds did okay. Not last year. Last year was awful all around. And so the reason that I'd love to kind of spend a little bit of time about this is that it's sort of like a funny coincidence that I wrote a new book. It's coming out in a few weeks. And when I was writing that book in 2021, I was asked about whether diversification is dead. And what's funny about that is that, you know, people were asking me that because the markets had gone up by so much. And everyone's like, well, if things are going up all the time, then all I have to do is pick some great stocks and that will be everything I need to do. And so I guess what I'm here to talk about is that diversification works, but we often will question it in times that are really good, but also then in times that were really bad. And it does work. It just doesn't work every single year perfectly. It has to be something that you stick to over the course of the long term.
So this sounds like this is the time that we do that focus, set a, you know, some goals and focus on those.
Yeah, and I think that this is also the time where you come off of a bad period. And you know, come on, let's all be clear that the pandemic did make us rethink so much about our financial lives, right? It was our health, it was our financial lives, it's how we live, it's where we live. And that is really the idea, that if you can focus on some of the things that you can control and some of these big decisions, and you've got your investing life kind of on autopilot, I think you're better served. And so I'd love for people to just sort of not navel gaze about investing. Instead, use that same energy and focus on the stuff that you can control. How much am I spending? Do I want to live like this? What is the way that I can reset my life? You know, all of the fodder for my new book, it's called The Great Money Reset, came about from people asking me these questions on my radio show and my podcasts.
I'm glad you mentioned the title. We were going to The Great Money Reset, coming out soon from Jill Schlesinger. Is this passive investing, and is that what most Americans really need to be doing?
Well, look, I think that when we're talking about investing, I always love passive investing because it kind of relieves you from having to do any sort of guesswork. And frankly, it's very difficult to figure out how to outperform a market index over the long term. That's why passive investing, time after time, we have seen data that prove passive investing works over the long term, that it's really hard to figure out a way to outperform an index like the S&P 500. And so instead, what we do is we have these low-cost index funds. They mirror an index of a stock index, a bond index, a commodities index. And then with that information in hand, you can build a portfolio that's right for you, with the right asset allocation, the right mix of stuff that you don't have to futz with over the long term, that it will do the work for you. You can set it and forget it and instead concentrate on the things that actually you can control.
All right. Well, we are readers here, so when your book comes out, remind us.
All right, well, don't worry. I'll be reminding you. And if you want to pre-order the book, you can do so right now at my website, jillonmoney.com. Hey, check this out. When you pre-order the book, the publisher convinced me to do this, so I'm going to do it, we're going to do a live webinar. I've never done that before for my listening audience. So it could be a free-for-all. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Nice. All right. Well, thank you, Jill.
Take care.
CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.